From Radio Cayman's newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales and his wife Camilla Duchess of Cornwall will be making a two-day trip to the Cayman Islands next month. During the trip, the royal couple will visit all three islands, participate in some nine activities, including opening a section of the Owen Roberts International Airport and the Children's Centre at the Queen Elizabeth Botanic Park. The announcement was made this morning at the Government House by the Governor, His Excellency Martin Roper, and Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin. The royal couple's visit is part of a larger tour of the Caribbean region. Next week, Attorney General Honourable Samuel Balgin, QC, will host this year's Overseas Territories Attorneys General two-day conference. More now from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The conference begins on Tuesday, and attendees are expected to include all UK Overseas Territories Attorneys General, as well as representatives from the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, the Departments of Justice of Canada and the US, and of course host Cayman Islands. Attorney General Sam Balgin says the conference will provide an invaluable forum for exchange of information and experience for OT's Attorneys General, helping to implement and formulate action plans of legal importance to the territories. The forum also provides an annual opportunity for attendees to discuss matters of common interest and exchange views. Topics for discussion include disaster preparedness, anti-corruption and bribery, financial action task force reviews, extension of human rights and international conventions, and child safeguarding issues within each territory. Human rights topics include LGBTQ rights. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, a new production is opening at the Prospect Playhouse next month. On Golden Pond is an award-winning Broadway play which was famously adapted by the 1981 film starring Henry Fonda, Katharine Hepburn, and Jane Fonda, focusing on aging couple Ethel and Norman Thayer, who spend each summer at their home on a lake called Golden Pond.
During the year the story takes place, they are visited by their daughter Chelsea, with her fiancé and his son in tow. The play explores, with both humor and pathos, the often turbulent relationship the young woman shared with her father growing up, and the challenges faced by a couple in the twilight years of a long marriage.
Director Malcolm Ellis says tickets are $25 for adults, $15 for students, and are now on sale on the CDS website, that is www.cds.ky. The show opens March 14th and will run for 3 weeks. And Cayman's government is looking for new Cayman Islands youth ambassadors. The Youth Services Unit is accepting applications now. The program is intended to prepare them for present and future lead roles in the Cayman Islands. You can check out the Youth Flex Facebook page for more. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. Donald Trump has confirmed that he's declaring a national emergency to secure the funds he wants to build a wall along the Mexican border. Speaking at the White House, he said the United States was facing an invasion of drugs and criminals. Within the past half hour, he said he expected Democrats to object and predicted that the matter would be taken to the Supreme Court. The head of Britain's intelligence service, MI6, has warned that Islamic State militants and Al-Qaeda are regrouping for more attacks, despite recent military defeats in the Middle East. Speaking at a security conference in Munich, Alex Younger said he was deeply concerned about jihadists returning to Europe. The Indian government says it has incontrovertible proof linking Pakistan to a suicide attack in Kashmir on Thursday that killed more than 40 members of the security forces. Pakistan has denied involvement in the bombing. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, says he believes a political breakthrough in talks with the Taliban is possible within a year. In a BBC interview, Mr. Ghani dismissed fears that the US would pull its forces out of the country too quickly. A court in Ukraine has sanctioned the arrest of a man suspected of organizing the murder of a prominent anti-corruption activist, Katerina Hansyuk. Vladislav Mana, who heads the regional council of Kherson in southern Ukraine, denies the accusations. The Senegalese government has accused the veteran former president Abdoulaye Wade of inciting violence ahead of elections later this month. Earlier, Mr. Wade urged supporters to burn their voters' cards and attack polling stations. BBC News.